oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is CBS Eye on the World with my colleague Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. And Liz's new column at Fox News I recommend. It is an observation of a non-politician who will be on the debate stage in Milwaukee with the Republican politicians. His name is Vivek Ramaswamy. He's not 40. He's well-to-do. He speaks extremely well, not like a politician, like a man who presenting the case for an IPO. And yet, Liz, it's wonderful to talk about somebody who isn't a politician. At the same time, he's doing politics. What to make of that?
Well, I think he's a bit of a friend. You know, look, I think that voters are always intrigued by someone who does not have a political background. Let's face it. That's why Donald Trump, to some degree, got an awful lot of excitement early on. Here was a guy who had built a fortune. He knew how to manage things. And he had never taken money from special interest groups. So he seemed to have a fresh view of our political system. And indeed, he got elected. So Vivek Ramaswamy is a different character altogether. He shares with Donald Trump the fact that he's a successful entrepreneur, a successful businessman, has accumulated quite a large amount of money, about $300-400 million. But he is not someone who's well known. And that's obviously Donald Trump is extremely well known because of his television career. Ramaswamy has gone, I think, rather remarkably, actually, from in March not being known about by anybody to now being number two in a bunch of the polls in the GIP primary polls, or excuse me, number three behind Trump and behind DeSantis. In a couple of polls, he's actually ahead of DeSantis. But you have to say it's a pretty remarkable ascent for somebody with a pretty odd name. And again, no prior history of being on news channels or whatever. And I think the reason is he's bold. He says what he thinks. He's extremely good communicator. He's very, very smart. And I think he's saying stuff that people want to hear. I mean, he's got these truths, as he calls them, that kind of delight people because it seems so simple. It's so clear cut. Like there is a God. God is real. Or there are two genders. End of discussion. There are two genders. And he has a whole bunch of them that are rather compelling, I think, in an era where there is so much nonsense being bruited about by the progressive left. So many things that don't make sense that people being asked to swallow. And, you know, there's a rebellious streak in most of us, John. And I think when somebody taps into that willingness to go against the authorities, go against what we now call the elite globalists or whatever, you know, it's pretty appealing. And Trump did that for sure. What does Ramaswamy have that Trump doesn't have? Well, he hasn't been indicted four times. He doesn't have this tremendous burden of grievance and anger. In fact, he's a very genial guy who is willing to appear on any newscast, talk to any newscaster, including the most liberal stations, and has always done well in those circumstances because, A, he's friendly and genial, but, B, he always has the better facts. And I think
What are you watching for in the debate, Liz? We have 30
Well,
seconds.
I think it's going to be hard to land a glove on him. I know Nikki Haley's already going after him on foreign policy issues. I'm sure, look, all those candidates on that stage tomorrow, which, of course, notably lacks Donald Trump, they're all going to be jousting for second place in case something happens to the Trump campaign. And anyone surging like Ramaswamy or anyone who has a strong position like DeSantis will be the targets. But it'll be interesting to see how he fends those aggressors off. Right. I think he's going to do pretty well.
Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, her columnist at Fox News. The column right now is up about Mr. Ramaswamy. I'm John Matchett.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.